Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella Public Works Director Denny Byard. Denny, thanks so much for taking some time this afternoon. We sure do appreciate it.
Always good talking to you, Shayla.
And, of course, we finally had some good weather to cooperate with us here the last few weeks, and it looks like there's some serious progress being made on some of these major road repair projects around town. And one of the big ones, of course, University in front of Central College is open, at least for the time being. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it certainly is. We did finally get that back open, at least for the interim. Fortunately, they'll probably have to close that again another 2 or 3 weeks when their brick gets in. But, yeah, they've got the storm sewer work done for the new parking lot, so we're able to at least temporarily open it back up and let the many cars that need to use it go through.
Certainly, and that's, of course, a project that's going to be ongoing, and a lot of things involved with that as Central kind of re-beautifies that area.
Yeah, absolutely. I look for that closure to be off and on probably for the rest of the construction season.
Okay. And then, of course, North Main, that was one that was being hampered a little bit by some damp conditions last month, and that was one that we can definitely see some major progress on. What's the update on North Main?
Absolutely. We're almost caught up on the schedule. You know, all we needed there for a long period of time is a 2 to 3 day window to get that phase one main line paved, and we finally got it, I guess, a week ago this past Friday. That first stretch, yeah, really turned out well. By no means, though, is it completed. There's a lot of work to be done there yet. There's secondary storm sewer. We hope that will be done by the end of this week. Some other utility work. Of course, they have the driveways to repave. About half of those are done. And then, of course, the intersection of Lincoln. We're also taking advantage of and doing some improvements at the intersection at Washington today ourselves. But yeah, hopefully in a couple of weeks we'll at least be able to open up that phase to the residents that live along there to be able to use it.
And then moving on after that, first couple blocks north of Washington, I'm gonna, I know phase two is set to begin here pretty quickly.
Yeah, and we actually, due to the poor weather and lack of working days this year, we've actually moved ahead and let phase one and two overlap more than originally planned. We apologize for that, but I think everybody will understand us trying to catch up. Pavement removal on phase two did actually start Tuesday. And hopefully in another day or two, they'll have the pavement completely tore out all the way up to Monroe. And they're telling us, I know one of the subcontractor sewer crews moved on site today to start sanitary sewer work there at Lincoln. And they're telling me a second crew should be in town tomorrow or the next day to start sanitary sewer work at Jefferson. So there'll be a week or two there. We have some major sanitary reconstruction in this phase that we didn't have in the first phase. But, yeah, hopefully a couple weeks of decent weather here will get that knocked out and get back to subgrade and subdrains and paving mainline again.
What's sort of the soft? I know we kind of talk about things being a soft deadline, of course, weather being a big issue most of the time. But again, what is that sort of deadline that we're looking at for having that phase one and phase two complete and open back up?
Yeah, the goal in the contract was that they would have all the way completed phase one and two all the way to Monroe prior to school starting back up. You know, right at the moment, not getting too greedy, we at least hope to get mainline, you know, and the intersections paved back in that time period. And with a decent 2 or 3 weeks of weather, that's all we need to get caught back up and maybe even get ahead on the project. But, there, you know, on a project of this magnitude, there's just so many different utility conflicts and interactions between many different groups that goes on behind the scenes. It is one of those difficult projects to reconstruct.
Certainly, no matter how much planning you put into it, I'm sure there's always something that pops up.
Absolutely. You can plan on surprises every day, and we've had plenty of those.
All right. And then moving back to the other side of town there, another big project, of course, is University in front of the high school, and that's been closed down for a few weeks now. And how's progress going there?
Yeah, and that's been picking up also due to the better weather. They're still working on the new storm sewer improvements between 9th and 10th. And then, of course, we have subdrains to put in on the length of the project and put in the rock subbase. But the subgrade has been approved between the west end of the project all the way up to 9th. And the contractor is very hopeful with some decent weather here to have that stretch of main line paved sometime the first of next week. So, yeah, it's going pretty good. And I think everybody knows how poor condition that street was. We're actually surprised the subgrade has turned out as good as it has underneath. So.
And so with some of those underlying drainage issues, are we going to be able to look forward to a little bit better drainage in that area with some of these new lines that are in?
We sure should, especially as good as the soil was underneath. And I say, we're adding dual subdrains pretty much the length of the project. And then there's crushed rock right underneath the pavement. So. And we've added storm sewer in the middle to the eastern end. So, yeah, we sure have made a good effort to dry the area up.
All right.
Hopefully make the pavement last 50 to 100 years this time.
Very good. Anything else fun and interesting going on here out here at Public Works?
I think that wraps it up. That's the large project update, at least for now. We've got a lot of you know, many, many little things we're doing in-house around town. Of course, some folks have been inconvenienced. We just, hopefully in the next day or two, we'll complete our eastern loop, that 12-inch water main we've been working on for the last couple of years. We had that last 1,600-foot stretch to be done this summer between Oskie and University, and hopefully that gets done either today or tomorrow.
All right. And get some of these things wrapped up and get folks back on the road where they want to be, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, Denny, thank you so much for taking some time out today. We appreciate it.
Good talking to you.
Again, that was our guest, Pella Public Works Director Denny Byard, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.